Okay. So mwalatuma na message kuli yine namba na prayer request yenu. Atumana nishina. Okay, wa Monde. Father, I pray for your daughter Monde that Lord, you perfect her thinking in the name of Jesus. Yes, wa Monde. So, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for this wonderful time that we've had. I thank you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your people, all those that have connected, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Zambia, we run for life. Hypertension is a silent killer affecting thousands and thousands in our community. But together, we can fight back. Join the Run for Life 15 kilometers community marathon from 10 miles to Mungule at Antu Omwe Health Center as we raise awareness, promote health living, and offer free blood pressure screening. Whether you are a seasoned runner or just ready to make a difference, this run is for you. Register now at www.thedreamlife260.org. www.thedreamlife260.org. Or you can contact us at 0976-772150. 0976-772150. Partners and sponsors, come on board and help us build a healthier Zambia. Run for life, because every step matters.
Chawama Cheshire Home for the Aged will be holding its 21st annual fundraising walk on 16th May 2026 under the theme Serving God with a Cheerful Heart in memory of Sister Beatrice and other departed committee members. The walk will start from Mimosa Tunnel to Chawama Cheshire Home. For details, call Mrs. Peary on 0955-435-5884, Sister Judith on 0979-77-0138, or Miss Sangoma on 0955-919539. See you there.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Taylor. The headlines. United Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Union commends government for prioritizing safety of truck drivers. President Hagendehizile Masways in Vice Chairperson and Commissioner at ECZ. And international news, BRICS foreign ministers meet in India amid differences over Iran war. And in sports, Chiangi claims he has improved green buffaloes as survival is secured. And now the news in detail. The United Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has commended the government of Zambia for prioritizing the safety of truck drivers operating and transiting to the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News in an interview, Union President Givas Monga says the security truck drivers in the country are experiencing has been satisfactory, with the sector being adequately serviced by the Zambia police. He says it can be evidenced by the quick response to reports of attacks that occurred along the Chirundu border road where the Zambia police made arrests. He has since called on law enforcement officers to continue providing good quality services to the transporters. Meanwhile, Mr. Monga has also expressed concern at companies who prohibit their drivers' right of representation by not being part of any union. He has revealed that this has continued to be a problem for truck drivers across the country.
Yes, they are well protected, despite some few instances here and there with regard to the companies that they work for. I think this is where the challenge is. This is where the challenge is, because most of the companies do not allow drivers to organize themselves or to belong to the union of their choice. So this is where the challenge is. I think laws have to be amended in such a way that employers should allow drivers to belong to the union of their choice, especially those who are anti-union. Also, drivers who've got a perceptive of not wanting to join union, they must know that the voices that are organized, that speak in one voice, are those employees who are hearkened to when they cry.
President Hagendehizile has sworn in Zavanji Sinkala as Commissioner at the Electoral Commission of Zambia and Major General Vincent Mbaulo Mukanda as Vice Chairperson at the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Speaking at the swearing-in ceremony, President Hagendehizile has called on the office bearers to ensure that they serve the people of Zambia by ensuring peaceful, non-violent elections. President Hichilema says the country would not have achieved debt restructuring and growth in the mining sector if it was in a chaotic environment of violence as before. The head of state says a peaceful environment, free and fair elections, is a connection to economic development. And President Hichilema has commended Mr. Zevwanji Sinkala for his culture of hard work, echoing that the national opportunities are open to all, regardless of one's age.
If that violent environment had continued, we hadn't come the country down, there would have never been first debt restructuring, never. And today would have been paying $2.3 billion in debt service without debt restructuring. Violence, fit obtained, that's why for me, despite what happened to many people, including our members, some lost their lives, my duty was to call for peace, security, stability, and no violence in the markets and public places. I knew if we continued with that environment, no debt restructuring. And so we'd have been paying $2.3 billion of debt service per year. We needed that money. Economy is going down. Now we're paying around $900 million, a differential of $1.4 billion.
The Zambia Medical Association has signed a memorandum of understanding with MedCover Hospitals, a partnership aimed at improving healthcare delivery in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News Association President Emasiko Piri says the partnership will help with the training of healthcare practitioners through research and medical education programs.